welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in cloud HCM best practices and information which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Howe, Director of Cloud HCM Development and a member of the Center of Excellence team at Oracle. And it's good to be back recording Cloud HCM Talk Radio shows again. The corona pandemic has also left its mark on our ability to record and present shows that meet your high quality standards, but we're adjusting and looking forward to sharing up-to-date informative topics with our listeners going forward. And you may have noticed that the show is returning with a small modification. The previous name, HCM Cloud Talk Radio, has changed to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, as Oracle has changed the name of its cloud products. The emphasis is on cloud, which is now more clearly expressed in the show's title. And now, on to our show. On our first show back, we have two guests joining us on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. My first guest is Rajesh Krishnan, Chief Executive of Accolade Consulting. And he's been on the show before, and it's great to have him back today. Rajesh started with Accolade Consulting in 2004 and has been instrumental in setting up the Oracle Applications testing practice with Accolade, as well as an exclusive enhanced testing lab for ERP applications covering Fusion HCM, financials, projects, and banking applications. He's a certified testing practitioner and has been a testing and quality assurance consultant for over 15 years. His industry experience includes banking, insurance, government, education, just to name a few. He has successfully managed several turnkey projects in the capacity of senior test management roles, managing teams across geographical locations, and he is based in Australia, from where he manages Accolade's global testing practice. Rajesh is also an avid speaker in Oracle forums such as Oracle World, OzHug, InSync, and others, and is a testing and quality evangelist, bringing the best out of people, processes, and tools. He is currently involved in setting up a testing council, leveraging testing experience and test labs to ensure adequate testing using industry standard testing methodologies and best practices. Rajesh, it's great to have you back on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Many thanks for being available to join us on the show today.
Thank you, Frank. I'm glad to be back.
And also joining us on Cloud HCM Talk Radio today is Raj Rao, co-founder and chief product officer at Autonomic. Raj has been with Autonomic for the past 3 years and is focused on building solutions that make update, implementation, and migration testing for cloud applications easy and autonomous with limited human intervention. Prior to starting Autonomic, Raj was SVP GM of DevOps Product Division at CA Technology, where he was responsible for rolling out continuous integration, testing, and deployment products. Raj, it's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for taking time to join us today for our discussion on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Frank. Glad to be here today.
And the topic of our discussion here on Cloud HCM Talk Radio is testing and certifying Oracle HCM updates using AI and ML techniques. So let's start the discussion today with the question, why is testing updates so important? Would you mind taking the first question, Rajesh?
It's a pleasure, Frank. Thank you again. So testing HCM updates is a critical activity to ensure that the customer-specific customizations and business processes work seamlessly within their own data. Now, testing updates and patches ensures that your application is progressing well with the changes and not regressing. So that's a very important activity in the entire project.
And what are the key factors that customers should consider when planning for Oracle HCM updates?
Great question, Frank. There are a few things to consider, and a couple of things that come to mind is business risk due to quality, time and effort, and cost.
So what types of tests would customers typically perform?
Well, for an update, the typical tests that would be done are functional tests of the update and the functional areas impacted around the update. So critical tests covering end-to-end tests of an employee lifecycle, covering employee hire to retire processes, absence management, work structures, payroll calculations to ensure that no regression issues pop up. Automation testing help customers in saving time by having bots run standard test cases over and over again over every quarterly update and complementing that with manual testers' timings for testing new features.
So you mentioned automation testing. Could you maybe elaborate a little bit more on that?
Sure. So automation testing has taken off in a very big way in many programs in order to help with the volume of change being delivered into the production at a much faster pace. Now, the automation bot can take over repetitive tests, whereas the human tester can perform smarter tests. So the newer automation testing platforms out there further accelerates testing by using the power of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and NLP, natural language processing.
Okay, great. So thank you, Rajesh. I'm going to move over to Raj and go to the next question since he's the AI expert. Raj, can you talk about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and natural language processing in the context of Oracle HCM upgrades?
Yeah, sure, Frank. What AI does is it brings a lot of new capabilities. If properly applied, it can make a big difference in the context of Oracle upgrades. In most organizations, people who are testing updates are really business analysts or functional experts who are typically non-coders. They know what they want to test and where the risks are, which we call test intent, but they may not have the required programming skills to automate the testing process. Here is where AI comes in handy. Using a technique called NLP, natural language processing, we can build solutions that can understand test intent. So you just express the test intent in English, and the AI can process it and generate the test scripts and execute it. So this makes a functional tester's or a business analyst's job very easy, because now all they have to do is just express the test intent and let AI do the rest. A machine learning also comes in very handy. It can discover and understand complex clean objects and understand the change that happens between updates. So this helps in optimizing the overall update testing.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Sounds very powerful. So do you have recommendations for listeners on how to best utilize AI and NLP for their quarterly Oracle HCM update process?
Absolutely. So one of the things, all listeners who are in this update, testing process need to think about is, what are the business risks today because of software updates? If you don't properly test it, what are the business risks associated with it? And then they can use one of these types of AI frameworks and do a little proof of concept and try it out and see what a difference it makes between traditional approach, which is mostly manual testing, versus AI-based approach. One way AI will make a big difference for them is by helping them achieve comprehensive testing. And remember, the window between preview and production deployment is a rather small window. During that time, you would want to test as many times as possible and the full regression of all the live features as well as the new features you're taking on. So doing it manually, there is not enough time. Using AI, what you can do is, as you understand what changes are going to impact you in the next update by looking at Oracle release notes, you can create test assets and test intent. And as soon as the preview is available, you can actually run the tests and automatically generate the test scripts and execute them. And this is where we see significant acceleration and also reduction in the burden that some of the functional experts are carrying, because they have a daytime job and they also have to do all of the testing manually, and that takes a toll on their work-life balance. So using AI, it can make a big difference for them.
Well, it certainly sounds like AI and ML-powered automation testing can make a big impact on testing times and reduce human error and so on. So sounds extremely powerful. Are there any particular tools that you would recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. I recommend listeners evaluate and take a look at Autonomic. Autonomic has a AI platform built on a completely SaaS framework. So it's a cloud solution that, just like Oracle Cloud, is a cloud solution, and they can use it They can very rapidly, create the intent and let the platform do the rest. And also, this is just the first part of the story, which is the automation. But once you automate, you have to maintain. And Autonomic can also do that, can detect the changes, can automatically adjust the test cases and maintain the test scripts. So it essentially becomes a sidekick to a functional expert who now can just tell it what to do and it express his or her intent. And then the platform will take care of it and will go execute and do the rest. So that way they're free to do their day jobs. And plus they will minimize the risk because it will be able to do comprehensive regression testing and identify issues well before it goes into production.
And it sounds like if they have more time, they can add more tests.
You're right.
Another benefit to that. So thank you. And I want to thank you both for taking time today to be on our first show back. It's been great having you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners learned a lot from the information you shared today about testing and certifying Oracle HCM updates using AI and ML techniques. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
And if you'd like to learn more about testing and certifying Oracle HCM updates using AI and ML techniques and the information that Raj and Rajesh provided today, please check out the following. The blog post, Oracle Enterprise Manager Application Quality Management OPN Specialization for Accolade Consulting, which you can reach by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/3DLT SG. And this blog post provides the details of Accolade's achievement and recognition of Oracle's EM AQM specialization, having demonstrated proficiency in providing application testing and quality management solution services with Oracle technology. Also, check out the Oracle Cloud Customer Connect session titled Cloud HCM 20B Office Hours that took place on May 28th, 2020, with Rajesh and Raj on the future of implementation experience. And you can reach the recording of this session by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2XUUM0. You can visit the Accolade webpage where you can obtain free giveaway scripts for configuration management, data upload, and validation. These free automated scripts are available by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/Oracle Assets, and that's with a capital O and capital A in assets. So please check out Accolade's webpage for these free offers. Accolade also offers tips and tricks for testing your Oracle Cloud HCM quarterly updates on its blog page. And you can reach this information by going to www.accolade.com. And Accolade is acolade.com.au/blogs-HCM. And this article discusses test planning, data, tools, documentation, and more. So please visit the site and check out this article for more information. And finally, check out the Oracle blog post titled Bulletproof Your Oracle Applications and Databases featuring Rajesh by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2XI g j n. And here you're going to find information and documentation on how to make your testing automated, comprehensive, and robust. So please check out this blog post for more detailed information today. And if you have any questions about our show today, or if you would like to send ideas for topics you'd like to hear on a future Cloud HCM Talk Radio show, simply send us an email to cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. Please note that our email address has changed to match the new title of the show, and we look forward to hearing from you, so please make sure to drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about testing and certifying Oracle HCM updates using AI and ML techniques We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant and useful for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Cowell, and you've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.